Hi, I'm John Wiese, ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm here today to talk with Lester Pierre, the CEO of Wall Street Network, about their SharePoint 2010 solution that they've built. Lester, why don't you go ahead and give us a little bit of background about what Wall Street Network is and what you guys do.
So Wall Street Network started in 1987. We're an ISV that deploys financial services applications for content management and location intelligence. Our solution is deployed to vertical markets through resellers and partners. Our vision and focus is to develop content-enabled vertical applications, or CVAs, based on the Microsoft SharePoint platform. Content management covers a very broad range of capabilities and features, so organizations want to be able to do more than just capture, archive, and classify content. They want to be able to leverage and enhance their businesses with this content. So our CVAs are designed to enable an organization to innovate and leverage the wealth of IP that's stored on their networks. Today we're going to take a quick look at one of our CVAs called ClearView Insight, which is based on the SharePoint 2010 platform, and we're going to kind of talk about what business problems it solves and the type of innovation that SharePoint enables us to do.
Okay, great. So so now this is a new solution on 2010. Was this a port of an existing solution from 2007, or did you start from scratch?
Actually, it was ported from a standalone application to 2007, and finally we're getting into the port for 2010, which is about to be released at RTM within the next couple of weeks.
Great. All right. So, if you have a demo that you want to show here?
Sure. So first, I'll talk a little bit about the background and concept. So I've got up a slide right now that looks at the problem we're trying to solve. In a typical organization, the communications channels that are displayed here are typically how things work. Even in companies with fewer than 50 employees, they struggle to effectively collaborate. There's a high cost of these transactions, usually due to the traditional methods of meetings and webinars and conference calls. So in other words, the time investment to get everyone together causes a small organization to sacrifice the ability to leverage and tap into the organizational intellectual property. The quality of the information is often lost due to the filtered communications in these organizations. So social networking concepts available through SharePoint 2010 have helped us to revolutionize the way businesses can communicate. So if you look at my slide here, you have executive management, senior management, line of business management, and knowledge workers. Most of the frequent transactions with the supply chain, customers, partners, vendors, happen at the lower levels where the knowledge workers interact. So the reality of what's going on diminishes as the information trickles up to the executive management level. Whereas executive management is concerned with the business drivers, which come from industry, regulatory needs, economic conditions, that IP usually diminishes as well as it's filtered through the organization. So what we've done, we've leveraged SharePoint with a product called Insight to be able to tackle these common problems, which, otherwise known as the Pareto principle, where basically it's the 80-20 rule. There might be, due to the high cost of the transactions in a typical corporate collaboration through traditional means, as we spoke about earlier, the long tail of that curve, is uncertain. With the value generators which can be explored. So, for example, if you take what happened with Detroit and hybrid vehicles, where the U.S. market, the auto executives in the U.S. market preferred to invest in the unfulfilled research on fuel cell technology. Meanwhile, Toyota was building the Prius, which is now in its second generation, selling over 300,000 vehicles worldwide. Toyota's low cost of transactions and collaboration helped them to overcome this 80-20 rule by delivering a hybrid vehicle to the market. So ClearView Insight can reduce the transactional cost, allowing organizations to embrace that rejected 80%. So the concepts behind Insight allows you to rapidly change in the industry to make it less difficult to predict where the synergies among divisions might merge. So with so many possibilities, with uncertainty, companies can't afford to sacrifice the ability to be flexible in executing business strategy.
Okay.
So, innovate or die is becoming relevant for many companies today. it separates the leaders from the followers, as well as those who just want to get by. Successful companies need every employee in every position to be an innovator and to be and to, and a risk and risk being otherwise they risk being permanently sidelined. Innovation is not a task, project, or something you do in an offsite meeting. Innovation happens every day. It's a constant mindset and perspective. And Clearview Insight helps these companies to transform to this new paradigm. Clearview Insight enables organizations to tap into the collective IP of the organization, which is necessary to implement these ideas. So, you know, the old adage, knowledge is power, Sir Francis Bacon in the 19th century. Well, today we say information is power, but interpretation is more powerful. So, again, Clearview Insight helps an organization to leverage social networking concepts available through SharePoint 2010 and to better interpret the value of information stored within the organization's repositories.
Okay. All right.
So we're going to get into some of the capabilities of what Clearview Insight can do, such as dynamic collaboration, in helping companies to leverage that next great idea. Clearview Insight is a SIVA, as I mentioned, which stands for the acronym coined by Gartner, Content-Labeled Vertical Apps. So, like many social networking tools, Clearview Insight is extremely easy to use. We mask all the complexity within the application. So to unlock the potential of the human portal, where an organization is represented by this equation, meaning the number of connections needed for every employee in an organization to know everyone else, where N is the number of people in an organization. So email, as we know it today, is one of the most enabling yet misused technologies in today's corporate environment. Email is about communications. It's not about collaboration. Some people may argue on that, but we all know when we try to follow those email threads how difficult it becomes to get the value out of the information that's being communicated. Would you communicate on a large scale, long-term issue using IM? Probably not. You know, you probably use that for a short-term specific issue. So the bottom line is the right tool for the right job. And virtual collaboration reduces the transactional cost of physical collaboration, thus enabling the organization to tap into the IP that walks out the door every day at 5 p.m. You know, research suggests that the larger the collaboration, the more broadly shared the knowledge, the greater individual's reputational capital, the louder the applause, and the stronger the innovation. So we have used the following capabilities of the SharePoint platform in both 2007 and some of the new things available in 2010. So the SharePoint platform was ideal for this type of game-changing application and offered tremendous benefits to reduce the development cycles to create the solution. We were able to leverage the enterprise search, the My Sites, content libraries, lists, term sets, and transfer our .NET development knowledge, including be able to use the Bing Decision Engine, which I'll demonstrate in my demo, how we now enable corporations to be more insightful. So now I'm going to flip over and do a quick little demo of the application, kind of talking to those points that I raised, the business issues.
Okay.
Let's see what I can pop into here. So now we're into Clearview Insight. And all the things I mentioned before about ease of collaboration and communication is what this is intended to do. So, you know, Insight, as I mentioned, is a content-enabled vertical application. And it allows you to start conversations from a variety of sources. You know, information about business problems, solutions, what can be disseminated faster and shared widely, frequently, among lots of people within the organization. So with thousands of eyes on an issue, issues become pretty shallow. And we're looking at the home screen, which displays all of the content that's pushed to the user. And basically, as you see here, we have a number of topics that were pushed out to this user. So what happens is here you are, you know, knowledge worker or manager at any level, and an idea pops into your head. So what do you typically do today? You jump into email. Well, instead, what you can do now is, so you've had that interaction with a customer, a vendor, a partner, and you can now, instead of firing off an email, you jump into Clearview Insight and you start a conversation. So I'm not going to start a conversation right now. I'll go into one and show you all the aspects of it. But what I can do here is to click on this conversation that's been pushed toward me, And I can see in this example, we have a fictitious financial services firm where someone is requesting feedback on a financial analysis case study. So here I can see the post of what the conversation is about, and I can already begin to see feedback from others in the organization. So unlike following a thread in an email, this allows centralized communications. I can look at relevant conversations. I can look at data attachments that were provided into the application. So do a little login here.
Okay, so it's pulling information off the web, so can restrict content and things like that get sucked across. So.
Yep. So it's validated security. So here's my case study analysis. So instead of this document sitting someplace in a repository, the information can now be shared across the organization as well as get the collective feedback from others who are going to comment and read on this particular financial report. So again, this is how we enable content to become active.
Okay.
And I can also see here there's other related information such as the China joint venture agreements. I can see there's other financial analysis. So basically, what the researcher has done, what the knowledge worker has done, is then take a body of work within the organization and then find information externally on the web, information internally in the organization, and share that to all of the relevant folks. Now, how do you find those people is another mystery in a lot of companies. So using the capabilities of my sites within SharePoint 2010 and also in 2007, we're able to define profiles where you can more easily share that content. So I'm going to go in and show you the behind the scenes. So how does all this get driven? How do you create this information? So I'm going to edit the conversation because I have permissions to edit this specific conversation to see how it's been set up. So here again, very easy to use, simple tools. I put in a title that's going to be attractive to others so I can find them. I then have a little summary of what information I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. I can also target different lines of business. So however the organization wants to set this up, this could be based on, on existing Active Directory hierarchies or other organizational structures within the organization, where I can put this primary post out for others who have access to this type of content would be able to contribute. But one of the powerful things we've done is to be able to link target audiences. So say, for example, in this case, I was looking for someone with job skills who happens to know about international trade. Right, so leveraging the capabilities of my sites, I can now set up profiles for users, and now I can find those individuals across the organization geographically where I can now target their IP, to target these people to solicit their IP to help me deliver or help the organization deliver value out of the content that's available to it.
Great, so, yeah. That's a great use of the 2010 My Site feature and leveraging some of the social networking capabilities that SharePoint has built in.
Right. Of course, Albert and Ben don't work at this company, but the other things we can do, again, is putting tags. So these tags are leveraged in several places. These tags allow the automatic search capabilities available through enterprise search, through Bing search, to be able to go out and find relevant content. So again, allowing the user to specify the types of tags that would be relevant so others can find the information when they're just doing a broad search across the repositories and across the content available to them through Insight. Mm-hmm. Then with the related content, again, you can see here stuff that I have already associated with this particular conversation, but now I can also find relevant content. And here we could leverage things like, in this particular case, we're leveraging the Bing search engine. So we're going out and you can see all the tags have been sent across to Bing to find relevant content. Again, to help make better decisions, right? Bing decision engine. So that's where we're able to leverage this type of content to bring it into the knowledge base within the organization. This also can use the enterprise content search to search repositories within the organization, so file shares as well as SharePoint libraries, document libraries, to find relevant content that you can crawl the information.
Okay.
So that's the relevant content. And again, here, you can attach documents where you know the location, so you can browse file shares as well as through the document libraries and fast search. And then you can also see suggested relevant conversations that are already in Insight that you can now link these conversations, so that now you have an entire, again, leveraging all of the IP across the organization to produce better information. So that's the backstage look at how this can be set up by a user. So no more difficult than preparing an email, just a few more pieces of information, but then you can see how the power of bringing all these tools together and leveraging the capabilities of the SharePoint platform to be able to provide now a research tool, a collaboration tool, a tool that's going to enable content within the organization to become more useful.
Great.
So that's the behind-the-scenes look at the conversations.
Well, thanks for sharing the demo with us today. I think very interesting product here, and definitely can be of use to a number of corporations.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Lester, thank you for taking some time today to join me and talk a little bit about your product that you guys have in Clearview and building on SharePoint 2010.
Thanks a lot, John, and I appreciate the opportunity and working with Microsoft in this program. Thank you.
Sure, and look forward to talking to you at some time in the future.
All righty. Have a good one.